On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm George Adair. We do this show every Wednesday at noon 03. Set your phones, reminders. If not, you can always go to KSRO.com and stream the podcast.
Yes.
What's up, Michelle?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm heading to Tahoe.
Oh,
I'm going to beat the crowds.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, so we're heading up there.
Why is everybody going to Tahoe?
Well, it's President's Day weekend.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's actually the worst weekend to ever go to Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
Because that's when everyone goes
to Tahoe. Everyone
else is
there.
And I guess I fell into that trap. But I'm leaving today and coming back Sunday.
All right.
Pretty excited,
though. Is your lovely wife going with you?
My lovely wife is going with the two boys. They're going to jump into ski school, which
Fun.
Is atrociously expensive. I just looked it up. $380.
What?
People are out of their mind. They're out of their damn mind. You know how much it is to go to Squaw, walk up and buy a ticket? It's like $180. How do families afford that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It's crazy. So this is our one trip this year. So we're looking forward to it. Pretty
excited.
Well,
they better learn a lot then. That's the one chance they
have
for skiing.
You know what they learn? They learn how to get their gear on.
Uh-huh.
Shove, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy to the lift.
Right.
And then they do a couple lifts. They whine and have to go pee.
And then they're cold.
And then they're cold. Then they get to lunch.
Right.
But you know what? The whole time, mom and dad aren't with them, so that's
that's
a very expensive babysitter.
It's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Expensive. Speaking of babysitters, we have a couple great guests in the office. My babysitters are here. How about that?
There you go.
No, hey guys, we're joined today by two great guests. Ken Schreier, he's here to announce. I'll let him announce it in just a minute. And then also Roger Farah with Bay Equity Home Loans.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hello.
How are you?
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thanks. I was waiting for my flowers.
Well, I'll give you a hug.
No, there's balloons out there.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. Ken's a nice hugger. Don't ask me how I know that. So, Ken, Remax.
How do you know that?
You don't remember when I...
That's right. Those windows. I haven't gotten coverage for those windows yet. That's the problem. I'll work on that. Note to self.
Note to self, yes. Well, speaking of announcements, you have an announcement about RE/MAX Marketplace. Tell us, Ken.
We have a brand new office in downtown Cotati, just opened up. And so we got our certificate of occupancy, and we are ready to go. So.
Now, when you say brand new, it's brand new to you, but it's an interesting, almost historical site at this point, right? What was there before?
Well, so it was an exchange. The Exchange Bank in downtown Cotati was there.
Yes.
And then they shut that office down. They moved the office down over to Oliver's, which is just down the street.
Yes.
And that building stayed vacant for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came in and renovated it, opened it up, and made it our own.
So do you invite Roger Farah down there every once in a while?
He's there more often than we want him to.
Yes.
He just shows up in the morning like a homeless person.
Yeah.
Oh, then we let him in.
Oh, Roger.
No, we have an office up in front that he has, at this point, I think, it's taken over.
Well, there's irony in that statement because Roger works for Bay Equity Home Loans.
Yes.
So we you know, of course, could help him get something there. So, Roger, what's your impression of the new office?
Oh, it's absolutely stunning. It's really beautiful. It's modern, very efficient. And
are you saying that because I'm standing here?
No. It's really remarkable and really impressed by what you did.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, okay, let's talk about why does a real estate office do that? I notice it's kind of – there's some new real estate offices around town that have spent a lot of money and capital on image and technology and all that. What's the advantage to that?
Well, I think first is the location.
Uh-huh.
So we – as far as you know, Sonoma County is concerned. Sonoma, city of Cotati is the hub of Sonoma County, and that's actually what we're promoting ourselves as, the hub for the area. And so it's a great way to promote ourselves to southern Sonoma County, up into Marin, and we traffic throughout the county anyway.
And you guys have agents that are working throughout Sonoma County, so that's kind of what you mean is like that's a center influential area that you can
throughout
go anywhere.
North Bay.
Yeah,
I actually service into Napa now as well. I took a listing that I just the other day.
Okay,
and so Napa, Marin, Sonoma, Solano.
You've been doing this since 2004, and I say this as a top producing realtor.
Yes.
You've been doing this a long time. So we're in a weird market right now, I got to say. It's very strange.
It's been a weird market for a while.
It has been.
The fires didn't help that.
Right. Elimination of 2.5% of the inventory in Sonoma County.
Yeah.
But it also creates a rebirth, doesn't it?
It creates
an opportunity for people that are, they get through the challenging times, they take some insurance money, and they go out and buy homes.
Yep.
We're starting to see a lot of that, aren't we?
We're seeing a lot of cash offers still coming in, and a lot of those are in the areas where the fires happen.
So, Roger, when there's so much cash out there, you know, what's one of the key products that, that you recommend to people when they buy with cash and then, you know, right afterwards, what are their options on getting some of that cash back?
Well, one way is if they cash out their insurances to take a small loan.
Yeah.
Another way is they could buy the house for cash and then later pull money right out of the house as soon as they close.
Right.
It's called a delayed finance exception.
And it's a pretty unique program that only direct Fannie Mae type lenders offer. We offer that at Bay Equity. Yeah. I just talked to some folks that are going to do that with a home in San Diego. And they, you know, they love this house. And I said, look, you know, they asked me, how long does it take to get pre-approved? And I said, well, we can do it within about a day. You guys are really well organized and get you a solid pre-approval. And we can close in about 14 to 15 days. However, you guys have all this cash. Slide in with an offer. We'll get your money back in within the next 30 days. I mean, such a great program.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's awesome. As a realtor, is that a conversation that you're having with people? They're saying, oh, my God, I have all this cash. What do I do with it? Are you talking to them about leverage? And
especially now that they're starting to get their insurance checks. And so there was a panic because the rental market went to zero as soon as the fires happened.
Yeah.
And people are now – a lot of buyers are getting discouraged because they think that, well, they can't compete with a cash offer. And so you're seeing that too.
Yeah.
But we haven't had – you know, the people are panicking for the wrong reasons. People think that the cash offers are going to beat them out every time, and it's not that way. It was for about a month and a half, but it slowed down dramatically.
Sellers are also interested in helping people – a good cover letter explaining the circumstances that the buyers are in, right?
Yep. I had a house in Bennett Valley, so off of Summerfield, and we had eight offers. $50,000 over asking price was the average on the offers. Out of the eight offers, seven of them were cash, seven of them were fire victims.
Wow. Amazing.
Yep.
The alternative is you can keep the cash. You certainly don't have to use it to go buy 100% of the cash to go buy another property.
Exactly.
You can use it to rebuild your life, restore your personal belongings that were lost, and you could leverage part of the cash and put 50% down. Right, Roger?
Absolutely. Let's also say, too, let's say that they're underinsured. They can take the cash.
Yeah.
A homeowner can take the cash
and
put some of that down along with another loan to rebuild the house.
Sure.
We can help them with a construction loan.
Sure, like a one-time close type deal.
Sure.
There's a lot of alternatives. So, you know, folks, I give you. I actually would recommend you give Roger Farah a call. Roger, what number should people reach you?
707-322-1100.
322-1100. That's a good number. That's right. The advantage to talking to Roger is he's been doing this a long time.
20 years.
What he's going to do is pre-approve you, direct lender relationship with Bay Equity Home Loans. And then, you know, you get smart guys like Ken Schreier that like looking at offers from Roger. And that helps, you know, in the consideration and presentation to the seller, doesn't it?
You bet.
Tell us about some of these listings you have, because inventory is so low.
Right.
Hearing from you, a listing agent with some new properties that are coming on, could really give an opportunity to our listeners to get in and maybe get in early, right?
Without a doubt.
Okay. Tell us about the first one you have here on Meridian Circle.
Well, that one actually hit the market this morning.
Okay.
So that is a PUD. So it's a townhouse.
Yes.
Plan unit development.
Priced really well.
It's great price for that. And it also qualifies for FHA financing.
It does. And VA.
And VA and conventional.
Yeah.
Three bedrooms, 2.5 bath. It's on the market for $450. What's nice about this development in particular are the extremely low HOA dues. Mm. The dues are only $220, is $100 at least lower than the average for the area.
And I got, you know, folks that are looking at homeowners association dues compared to the amount that they can get into a house with, that's a factor. Sometimes when you have a $300 or $400 HOA dues each month, that's the equivalent of about $70,000 to $80,000 in buying power.
Oh yeah,
it's a big number when you start talking about that kind of impact on affordability. So $450,000, which is below the Fannie Mae conforming limit in Sonoma County, right, Roger?
Yeah, $424,100.
Well, it went up to $453,100. Yeah,
$453,100.
Yeah, and so you're below that, and you can get a conforming or FHA or VA loan. That's good. It's going to be cheaper to buy than rent that place. It's three bedrooms?
Three bedrooms, 2.5 bath. Two-car garage, private yard.
Okay. All right. So how do people get in to see that one?
That is going to have, contacting us directly.
Okay. At what number?
You can call my cell phone number is 707-529-4819.
Okay. So call Ken Schreier with RE/MAX Marketplace at 529-4819. 4819, okay, and you'll show them the property?
Absolutely. We have open houses going on Saturday and Sunday,
okay,
this weekend, 1 to 4. And we also, you can also go to our website, which is SonomaCountyHub.com.
SonomaCountyHub.com. You see, foreshadowed that earlier.
That was a good plug right there.
That really
worked out.
It's
a really easy-to-use website.
Yeah.
Very user-friendly.
Okay, good. And they can search other homes there.
Without a doubt.
And register with you, and they're not going to get into Zillow's advertising scheme. Like,
no.
Wow. Hear that, everybody?
Yeah, that was great. That's, you really hit the mic boom.
I think it was Zillow going, don't talk about us.
That came from somewhere else.
That's funny. Tell me about the one in Rio Nido.
Okay, so Rio Nido actually came back on the market today. So that one is up in Russian River area. That's a three-bedroom, two-bath for $379,950.
I'm catching an affordability trend here.
Well, absolutely.
This is interesting.
And this is about a block and a half from the beach.
Uh-huh.
Needs a little bit of deferred maintenance work, mm-hmm, but where do you find a house, a three-bedroom house for under $400,000?
Well, especially out there.
Without a doubt.
And, you know, those are great communities out there. Is it lendable right now, or do we need to look at rehab-type loans?
No, absolutely. The buyer, uh-huh, unfortunately, had to drop out.
The seller? Dropped out.
Yeah, it's one of my listings.
Uh-huh, yep.
The buyer dropped out for financing reasons, mm-hmm, because they didn't use Bay Equity.
Oh, so that's the reason.
That is exactly the reason.
See, folks, I have a mission. My mission in life is to make sure that a Bay Equity loan officer in the North Bay gets to look at every purchase transaction.
There you go.
That's my mission.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Roger?
Sounds great.
Can we do it?
Let's do it.
Ken's going to help us.
I'm going to work on that. Absolutely.
Hey, I've got the broadest reach with the radio signal, right? No, she's shaking her head. She's like, stop. Goodness. Just stop. Well, folks, we're going to have to go to our commercial break. Ken Schreier, RE/MAX Marketplace, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
On your new-to-you location and completely refurbished and remodeled location.
Very excited.
In Cotati. Again, folks, if you want to learn more about these listings, give Ken a call at 707-529-4819. 529-4819. We're going to break. Ken, thanks for coming in. Roger, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here today.
Oh, yeah, and Roger, call 322-1100, 322-1100 to get pre-approved. And then you can go see some of these bad boys.
Nice.
All right, folks. We'll be right back to talk about cash out options for refinancing. I'm George Adair. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low-fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash-out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. We do this show every Wednesday at noon, and we hope you'll join us. Also, you can find previous shows at KSRO.com under the Ask the Expert series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm considered a self-proclaimed expert.
Yes.
Just ask me. I'll say yes.
I am an expert.
I am an expert. You know, folks, if you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing, give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. You can reach us at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. Sit down with you. We'll do a free loan consultation, and we'll help you analyze your options to see what the best route is. We look at your equity position if you want to refinance, and we look at your overall credit profile too. Maybe you have so much consumer debt that if we pay it off with a new home loan, you will save a lot on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michelle, we've talked about this before, where if you take $10,000 worth of consumer debt, you're probably paying, I don't know, somewhere around $300 a month in minimum payments.
Minimum payments, though, right.
Yeah, and what happens with a minimum payment is it takes 25, 30 years to pay it off.
Yeah.
Right. You know, your interest rate could be anywhere from 15 to 30%. Mm-hmm. And if you have one of those personal line of credits that you see these come in the mail quite a bit lately, they all seem to go up to $35,000. I haven't looked at the regulations on that to figure out why it's always $35,000. Yeah. But
magic number?
Yeah. You get these things in the mail. Well, the reality is they're high interest loans, mm-hmm. and they can take a while to pay back. You take that same $10,000 that you're paying on a credit card, you put into a mortgage, it's going to be way less. Everyone's going to have their own unique interest rate, and we're going to qualify them based on that. But you could see it be anywhere from 45 to 50 bucks a month mm-hmm. for that same $10,000.
Right.
You know, and you have a restructured plan where you're going to pay it back. And, you know, it depends on what the going interest rate is. But if you put it into a fixed rate, you don't have to worry about what happens when the Fed raises rates. Mm-hmm. Credit card loans are always tied to adjustable rate indexes. So when that index goes up, your credit card interest rate goes up. So does your minimum payment. Mm-hmm. But you put it into a mortgage, and we can tell you how to do that through a cash out refinance. You're going to be able to save a lot of money compared to a credit card. Of course, you have to have a house. Oh, yeah, I need that thing.
Right.
So maybe we should start the conversation about how you buy a house, right?
Cart before the horse.
Cart before the horse. Well, there are there's really great programs right now to qualify to buy a house. A lot of people don't realize it. We have a program, for example, that you can just put down 3% of the purchase price. Hmm. And maybe your real estate agent can negotiate a seller credit to help cover the closing costs. As long as it appraises and the deal's structured right, you can get into a house with 3%.
Wow, that's great.
Well, look at what's happening in rentals, right? Mm-hmm. They're just there's always talk about, you know, rent control, whether it works or whether it doesn't, and people are getting forced out of their house if their landlord's going to sell. Then they have to move. They could have a great relationship with the landlord. They're paying on time. They're not doing anything wrong. The landlord's like, hey, I've been sitting on this property with negative equity. It finally came back. I'm selling.
Right. You know?
So when you're a renter, you don't have control over that. So give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loan, 707-583-8100, 583-8100, and we will help you determine how you can get into that path, onto that right path to home ownership. I have to talk about Giving to Heroes. I love this program. Giving to Heroes is exciting because it's geared towards the heroes in our community. It's a credit-backed program. Real simple. People that work in education, in public safety, the medical field, if you work for the government, and I think above all, if you're a veteran mm-hmm. or active military, you're eligible automatically for Giving to Heroes. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? And folks, they love it because it's a credit-backed program that Bay Equity exclusively offers. This is our program, and it doesn't cost them anything. It just cost them their, and you know, their time and their commitment to the community, which they've already done. So we will give back 0.25% of the loan amount towards their closing costs. So if you borrowed $500,000, we're going to give you back $1,250. Pretty straightforward. Here's an even cooler feature of Giving to Heroes, and this part is really great. If you work with an affiliated realtor of our Giving to Heroes program, and we only have the best realtors. We don't just offer this to anybody. We offer it to the best. So if you work with an affiliated realtor, they're going to give you 10% of their sales commission.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Realtors do well these days.
Yeah.
With rising home prices.
Sure.
Right? You've got commissions that are $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 because they work hard for it. Some work harder than others. But that 10% of their commission gets paid back as a credit to our Giving to Heroes recipient at closing. So, I don't know. How's that math work? If you buy a house for $500,000, let's see how good my mental math is.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's do this. So, you buy a house for $500,000, and if your real estate agent is participating in the Giving to Heroes program, and they make 2.5% of that commission, carry the four, $12,500 is their commission. They're going to give you 10% of that. That's another $1,250.
Nice.
And then we're going to give you $1,250 if the loan amount was $500,000. Like, little mm-hmm, differences there between mm-hmm. the price and the loan amount. But just for round numbers, that's $2,500 for Giving to Heroes.
Just because you work in one of those fields or used retired. To work in
exactly.
one of those fields.
Exactly. Right. We want to give it to everybody that qualifies.
That's awesome.
So if you're interested in our Giving to Heroes program, call us at Bay Equity Home Loans. It's 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. If you want to learn more about Giving to Heroes, you can go to givingtoheroes.net. And we have different branches throughout Bay Equity that participate. So look for the one here in Sonoma County. And we'll tell you more about it.
That is so great. I have to tell you personally, I think that is so fantastic. Yeah. My family is like educators, all of them.
Right. Yes.
So that's very cool.
Educators. I think it's also important to realize that if you're, let's say you work in the administrative offices, mm-hmm. let's say you work on the custodial staff, you know, I mean, there's all these different professions within education as well.
Sure.
They're eligible.
Bus drivers for school
totally,
buses?
Absolutely. Nice. Absolutely. Did I say loosely?
Loosely.
Wow, I made up a word. Absolutely. Well, maybe it's a Freudian slip because we are pretty loose on the definition.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Like that?
That's good.
That's a good recovery,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Absolutely. We'll cover it. The benefit is to extend this out to people that support Community Heroes. Mm-hmm. And whether or not you're on the front lines in a patrol car or you're 911 dispatch, or again, you work inside the administrative offices. We want to give to you. We consider you part of the Giving to Heroes program.
And what's the website again?
Go to givingtoheroes.net. Givingtoheroes.net. And you can see if you're the number. We have a calculator on there, so you can see what your credit back could be. We'll you know, look, it's a no pressure. We're not going to hassle you. Bombard you with calls. That's not our style. What we want to do is sit down with people that are interested in qualifying for a home loan, whether it's to buy or to sell. Giving to Heroes is a program that you can qualify for and get quite a bit of money back. Like I said in that example, buy a house for about $500,000. You're going to get, I don't know, $2,000, $2,500. It depends on what the realtor's contributing and it depends on what your loan amount is, but it's a nice credit back and it's unique. Only Bay Equity offers this.
This is wonderful. I love it.
So we talked earlier about the benefits of a cash out refinance. Mm-hmm. Some people want to look at the costs of a refinance and say, oh gosh, I don't know. So here's the concept about when you consider a refinance and you're looking at the cost. Look at the break-even point. So what I'm doing here is I'm looking at the amount of the loan payment for their current mortgage and the loan payment for the future mortgage. Simple arithmetic, find out the difference. If you're saving $100 a month, you're kind of on the line about whether or not it makes sense to refinance. But what if we do a cash-out refinance? And we pay off $10,000 or $15,000 worth of consumer debt. Maybe you're not saving as much on the mortgage, but you are saving a lot when you look at the overall expenses you...
Right, if you look at your balance sheet over...
Over and over and over every month. How much are you putting out to pay off your credit cards and to pay them down? And it's a vicious, nasty cycle. It's tough. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are in it. And they've been waiting for this opportunity to have equity. So we look at the break-even analysis. So look at the overall savings of paying off the debt to qualify. And if you're fortunate enough to save money on your mortgage, because look, the new mortgage is probably based off of a lower amount than the original mortgage. So over time, as you paid that mortgage down, we start off at a different point. So, you know, it all depends on your unique situation, but we present this to you as part of the analysis, your break-even point. And then you look at the costs. That's how you get to the break-even analysis. So you look at your monthly savings and you look at the cost of the refinance. You look at the cost of the title and the escrow fees. You look at the cost of the lender fees. Those are the costs. And then the appraisal. It should only be about $3,000 to $3,500. If you added it all up, you can also take a little bit of a higher interest rate. And depending on the loan program, use that interest rate to get more yield, more credit from us, the lender. So that's where you get into those no-cost loans. You see them on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. No cost. Right. Well, no, there's always a cost.
Right.
Just who's paying for it, right? So the lender will pay your costs by charging you a higher interest rate, right? So anyways, you look at the costs and you look at the monthly savings and you see how many months it takes. So let's say it's going to take 20 months to break even. Well, it's a 30-year loan. You got another 340 months of savings.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're talking about comparing it to paying off a credit card. Credit cards take forever to pay off, basically.
Right.
So if you move it into a mortgage, you get into a structured repayment plan. The interest is still tax deductible, you know, for as long as we have that. And then you look and see, hey, how long does it take to break even on the cost of the mortgage? And we always, almost always, I'd say 99% of the time, don't hold me to that stat. I haven't really checked. But I can't tell you the last time we didn't do this. There's usually enough equity in the property to cover whatever those costs are. The other cool thing about refinancing is usually you can roll in interest on the future loan. And sometimes we can roll in interest on the payoff loan. So you can skip 1 to 2 months of payments by rolling it into the loan. Still being paid, but you're not paying it out of your checking account. You're paying it out of the equity in your home. Hey, you know, that you've been waiting patiently. You've had this house and you've waited and waited for the market to recover. And now it's recovered.
Right.
Use it. Use it to use the cash to fix it up. Use the cash to pay off the credit cards. So this is part of the analysis we do in our loan consultation. And to go back to the Giving to Heroes program, if you have a high enough loan amount, you can get pretty close to covering a lot of those closing costs that you would incur. So we're not going to roll it into the loan. We're just going to cover it because you're eligible for Giving to Heroes. Folks, you can always find out more information by going to www.givingtoheroes.net. You can call us at 707-583-8100 or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. All right, folks, that's it. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon. See ya.